CliffCentral.com.
Got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, we spoke last to Johnny and Jaron Clegg when they did a book about their dad not so long ago. And we obviously have met Jesse a million times on the show. He's been a regular, and we love having him on. He's one of the easiest people to talk to. He's had a very successful solo music career, spanned over a decade. That's after spending most of his younger years with his dad, going on tour and all the rest of it. So music is obviously a big part of Jesse's life. Now, reflecting back on his journey, he's actually making a welcome appearance at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. So take this down, 22nd and 23rd of April. He's doing a show called Here and Now, an up-close and personal musical showcase of his own original music and the songs that have inspired him along the way. So that's always a really cool thing to do. And you can actually catch that at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. That's a live show only on the 22nd and 23rd of April. So that's this coming weekend. Don't miss it. It's going to be over before you know, so get in there ASAP. So over
Wait,
the years...
only on this weekend.
Yeah, it's two nights.
Oh, God.
You got 2 days. Booking.
That's right. Cool. I dig live music.
It's amazing. And this will be a great show. So over the years, obviously, he's developed a strong bond with a whole lot of fellow local and international artists. And the special concert will see a number of guest appearances by musicians who have inspired and have played a pivotal role in Jesse's musical career. So flying in, especially for the show this morning, we have Nicholas Petricker, who's from the critically acclaimed band, and a band that everybody in the whole world has heard. They're absolutely phenomenal. Walk the Moon, who Jesse spent a lot of time with. They've written together, they've done producing, they've done recording, they've worked in Los Angeles together. Here and Now, which is going to include a bunch of Jesse's hit songs from previous albums. Also, he's got tickets for 250 Rand available through CompuTicket. So get there ASAP and make sure you book yours today. Let's take a moment to cross over to Jesse and Nick, who are live this morning. Well done for waking up, boys. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, little sleepy, not going to lie.
It's an early one.
First thing in the morning. Thanks for making time for us. Nick and Jesse, so good to see you guys. So first of all,
nice to see you, man.
How's the jet lag going, Nick?
You know, I think I've finally become human. After about 4 or 5 days, I've returned to my humanity now.
Right. Don't worry. It always hits you like an extra day or two afterwards as well. So thank God you're not going on stage until Friday, but you guys must have rehearsals and all the rest of it. Are you excited about the show? You go first, Jesse. It's your show. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited, man. This has been such a long build-up, and it's amazing. It's my first time playing with Nick on stage. You know, we've had so many wonderful creative experiences together and personal experiences, but we've never actually been able to get up on stage and perform. So this is a first. And yesterday I did a full day of rehearsing, and it was just amazing to sort of start piecing the show together and hearing all the songs played in the way that they're going to be played. It's exciting, man.
Well, I'm glad you got the hoodie memo, because Simpiwe and I have got ours on, and Nick and Flax are not doing it right this morning. I'm terribly, terribly embarrassed. But okay, so listen, first of all, I mean, both of you are performers at heart. This is the thing that we love about live music, is you get to see people doing what they're best at. Nick, everybody knows your songs. Everybody knows what a great band Walk the Moon is. And it's just so great to have you here in South Africa. Is this your first time here?
It's not my first time here. I actually came once a few Novembers ago, like 2017, I think. I came through and actually got to perform with Johnny Clegg at Kirstenbosch.
Oh, wow.
In Cape Town.
Oh, wow. Must have been a hell of a
Yeah. Time. That was such a huge honor, obviously. I actually came down with my mom for the show. Americans celebrate Thanksgiving around that time. So we had Thanksgiving in the airport. And then we came through, made it just in time for the show. It was really special.
Wow.
Really special memory. One other time also to come kick it with Jesse.
So
mix of music.
I mentioned you both performers, and live music has been something that's been conspicuously absent from most of our lives for the better part of 2 years now. Were you guys just more frustrated than any of us? Because I'm absolutely convinced that not only, you know, did musicians and entertainers take probably one of the hardest hits during COVID. I mean, everybody was desperately in need of what you did, but none of us could see it. And people tried to do this online thing. It's really hard to do. You need the audience in front of you. The audience needs to see you in person. And it's just not the same when you try and do it online. Have you missed it, guys? And like, how does it feel to finally be back doing this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely missed it. I'm sure you've missed it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of why I wanted to do this big special show. And, you know, it's called Here and Now because, you know, I think it's taken us some time to readjust to this present moment. And there's something quite special about having not been able to perform and then finally when the doors open up, doing something very special and very something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I think it's the show is a celebration of that thing of being able to come back and appreciate this moment and appreciate and be grateful for this time that we can connect with each other and celebrate that. So it's definitely my experience of not being able to perform for the last 2 years has definitely inspired me to want to do this special show.
How did you guys actually meet? And tell us a little backstory about how Jesse and Nick got together and how you're both here to perform this weekend together.
Sure. If I can tell the story quickly, New Year's 2017, I wrote down some intentions for the year, and one of them was to create with my heroes, and the first name on that list was Johnny Clegg. And fast forward a few months, some letters sent back and forth. I got in contact with Johnny, who was so gracious and introduced me to his son, who happened to be where I was in town, where I was living in LA at the time, doing a show. So I went out to see him, and we became friends, and the three of us, Jesse and his dad and I, collaborated on some music. Actually, wrote a song for Walk the Moon's album that just came out at the end of last year, and a song we've been playing around here called Fire in Your House. So from that point, we've been dear friends and close collaborators.
Yeah, that's first of all, it's really cool that you got to do that with Johnny. And obviously, we've spoken to Jesse, and just recently we spoke to you and your brother about your book that you guys have put together with all those memories of your dad. And I'm sure that that's done really well because people really miss him, and it's a way of connecting to him. And, you know, the great thing about you musicians, you guys are luckier than the rest of us in this way, is that even when all of you have gone, we can always connect with you through your music. It's an amazing thing that the rest of us don't have, you know. And how's the book done, Jesse? And what's been happening in the kind of legacy area around your dad's music since we last spoke? Because there's always stuff going on, right?
Yeah, no, the book has done really, really well. It's been in the bestseller list for, I think, since its release for. I think 7 or 8 months. It's quite amazing. And yeah, the feedback has just been so wonderful. I think that we're just really glad that we managed to put it together in a way that didn't try to speak for my dad. We didn't change anything. And it really was a project that he worked on for many years before he died. So
right.
We feel incredibly proud and excited that it you know, people connected with it. We are also doing a massive tribute concert at Emerentia on the 16th of July.
Fantastic.
The concert was planned for the 2020, but obviously that couldn't happen. So this is 3 years in the making now. We've finally got a new date, and it's going to feature some incredible artists, and it's just going to be a a beautiful celebration of his music. It's on the and it's happening on the 3-year anniversary of his passing, 16th of July, at Emerentia. Tickets are available through CompuTicket.
It's amazing, amazing. All right,
that photo behind you guys is like the cutest thing ever. Is that baby Jesse with a guitar?
Is that you with a guitar? What is that?
That's not my guitar. No, that's my baby.
That's amazing.
That's my daughter. Your baby.
That's your baby.
Yeah. Sweet. I actually, she's so cute.
So we're going to take it off the wall now so everybody can see it. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, man.
That's so sweet. So, Nick, now that you're hanging out here in South Africa, you've obviously got a bit more time, I should hope. You're not going to have to rush back straight away. Let's just focus on you for a second because
Let's talk about me.
We love you, Jesse, but we've spoken to you a million times. I haven't spoken to Nick before, so... just leave us alone for a couple of minutes here. So first of all, Nick, when I said to Michael Flax, who's a moron, I mean, you don't judge everybody by him. I said to him, walk the moon. You know Nick from Walk the Moon. He's like, walk the moon? And then when I said,
the song well.
Yeah, and then when I said, shut up and dance with me, he was like, oh my God, really? It's them. Do you get that a lot from people? Because you guys have had more hits than Shut Up and Dance With Me. But it seems that that song is like iconic and everybody just remembers the song. Most people are like Flax. You know, like,
we actually just gave up on the rest. We only play that one song now and it does really well for us. You know? it's true. I mean, that song, when that came out and into the world, it really transformed our path and that song really, it went global, you know, and helped bring us around the world and get to share our music with people places very far away from where we started.
That song was 2014, right? And I mean, you guys have been going since 2006, so it's embarrassing that Michael Flax doesn't know anything else but that song. I mean, look at him sitting there like he's confused as hell. It's an embarrassment.
No, I'm now going to explore the music. I'm going to explore your... you're a great musician. I haven't explored your other albums.
Look at him, like a deer in the headlights. That's just unbelievable.
No, it's amazing. The hope is that it becomes, you know, the gateway drug, right, to the rest of our music.
I love it.
And, it's been... Sometimes it's a weird little, I don't know, like if people know the song before they know the band. Well, you know, back then maybe I was a little worried about that, but now it's just like, whatever, if that's what you know, and then it introduces you to the rest of our world, then great. And yeah, we've just released this new album Fire in Your House is probably my favorite song on the whole record, is the one that Jesse and his dad and I wrote together in LA a few years ago,
and it
came together for this record. So it's a really
I see hundreds of thousands of views already on Fire in the House, so it's all happening online now. Listen, I don't mean to bring up uncomfortable things, but people, you know, on the internet, they tend to give you the stuff that they want to know, and our audience they're just merciless. They're like a bunch of rabid dogs, so they want to know what happened to Kevin Ray, because you guys kind of canned him somewhere in 2020, right? He was part of the band, and now he's not anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not able to go into detail about that, but we, you know, unfortunately needed to part ways, and we, you know, we weren't, we needed to part ways. And unfortunately, due to what the nature of things, it's important to everyone involved to keep it private, but,
right.
But the right thing to do for us was to move on separate from him. And, you know,
well,
walk them survives.
It seems like it hasn't put the brakes on you guys at all. I mean, things are just moving forward at exactly that rate. I don't mean for it to sound like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, because that's what we were talking about just before we got to you. So I'm hoping that whatever happened there, I'm sure that you've got it in control and that everything's going just fine. And the band's got, you know, all kinds of really cool things lined up still that we can wait to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to us that our band and our shows are a place where everyone feels welcome and celebrated, and it's the live shows are what have really made us who we are and built our community.
I'm stoked
to bring it to South Africa for the first for the first time really and perform with my boy here.
So you guys have got two nights to perform up there, and I mean this is going to be very exciting. I think that a lot of people are expecting a certain thing, but Jesse, you always like to surprise people too, and one of the surprises is having Nick here with you, obviously. Are there other surprises you've got lined up too?
There are some other surprises, man. There's more artists that are going to be featured.
Nice.
And some local artists, and it's also like it's kind of a retrospective of my music, of where I've come from, where I am now, and also where I'm going, I think to have Nick on the show was so important to me because he's been such a big impact on my personal life and on my music in the last few years, and especially on my latest album, because we collaborated on a lot of songs together that I've released as singles and that are yet to be released. And then the rest of the show is really like just a journey through my music and the songs that have shaped me as an artist and that people have connected to. And, I'm hoping that I'll have a chance to just talk a bit about how some of the songs came about, a little bit of storytelling and just this, and also just a big epic production of the songs that people know. So it's going to be really special, and it's got a little bit of everything. So I'm really excited.
This sounds terrific.
I've been there for some rehearsals, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it's going.
Now, I mean, what kind of rehearsals? This must be such a wild ride. I mean, I'd love to come and see the rehearsals. Forget about the actual show; that must be amazing. But to actually see you guys interacting, all of you, before the actual show goes live, it must be really fun. Just be around musicians again. Just people jamming, getting up there, trying things out. And obviously there's you've got a specific amount of time and you've got two nights to do the show. So it's got to be pretty tight. But it must be fun to be doing that again. It hasn't happened for 2 years.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I've been rehearsing and performing in my world with my band for so long. And it's been kind of rare that I've been in, a fly on the wall or a presence in somebody else's rehearsal.
Wow.
And so it's been fun to just like, oh, right. Other people do this. Yeah. It's been fun to work on music together. Mm-hmm. We've created some songs together over the years, we've said this a few times now, but never gotten to perform them or even really just sing them in the same room together. Mm. Besides for when we created them in the studio. So it's beautiful to see some of the songs come to life. And I think people will be I think it's going to be a really special moment to share with people.
It's so interesting that you are a lot like your dad in this way, Jesse. You also have these friends all over the world who are also these super talented musicians, and you just kind of get together with them and put on a show. It's not a big deal to you. I mean, some people have to negotiate this with agents for like 10 years before they manage to get anything in place. And then they argue about this, and then, someone gets involved and the record companies screw it up or make it worse or make it better or whatever. You just call up your friend and like he gets on a plane.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, Nick. I mean, it's you guys just talk about it like it's nothing. It's quite a cool thing that you could just get together and jam.
I think it's a testament to this man right over here.
Wow.
We've been friends for a long time, and it is a big deal, man. And it's taken a lot of planning, but it really is Nicholas's amazing generosity that he wanted to be here and he wanted to be a part of it. And it's a testament to who he is and our friendship and the connection that we've had. So I certainly don't take it lightly, man. It's a wonderful thing.
It's a big deal.
And all the artists that are part of it, all the musicians and everything, it's just been this wonderful confluence of good intentions and of trying to execute this special show and this special vision. It's just that's the beautiful thing about music, is that it's something that you have to do together. You have to collaborate. You have to, you know, meet in the middle and find the best way to express, you know, a truth or an observation of life.
I love the fact that there's going to be someone in that audience on Friday and Saturday. They're going to arrive there and think they're just coming for Jesse Clegg, which is great enough on its own. That's the reason they bought the ticket, right? And then they're going to be sitting there and they're going to go, oh, fuck, there's that guy from Walk the Moon. This is phenomenal. Right?
That was very sweet, Jesse. It's not, you know, it's a joy, and it's a gift to me to be able to come down, and like our friendship has been so so powerful, and it's, you know, it'd be awesome if we were only just friends, but we also create music together. We're also, you know, working on new ideas and you know, experimenting, and there's a lot of reasons to be here. Okay. You know, it's not like, it's just for the bubs. It's for his adorable child. That is really the reason.
Yeah. So listen, have you explained to him what load shedding is, Jesse?
Oh my God.
It hasn't needed words. It's just happened. And okay.
You figured that out.
To experience it.
All right. So you figured out load shedding. You also realize you haven't come at the best time of year. I mean, we've pretty much had nonstop rain and it's been cold and shitty, and you've just left the cold. I mean, as cold as LA gets, you know, compared to the rest of the place. It's next time, just give us a bit of warning. We'll arrange it at a better time of year.
Okay. Great.
Make sure we have electricity.
I'm trying to try some of the local cuisine, but he's a vegetarian. So it's like, what vegetarian South African dishes are there? I just don't, there are none.
Oh man, there was this great place that we discovered that does a vegan burros.
Oh wow.
And, vegan burros.
And it was awesome. Oh. I mean, I'm sure that somebody,
yeah. I didn't try.
I'm sure that King Borovas, whoever created Borovas, is rolling in his grave. But
I don't want to know what they put in there to make it taste or look like Borovas. But good for you. You know what? You gotta live a little. You gotta do some interesting. take a couple of chances. All right. So guys, how long is the show? And is it really only two nights, or are you gonna decide after the second night, because it's a sellout, that you're gonna do another one? That's it, right? People got to get in there now.
Well, it's for now, it's just these two. I think that, you know, if we have a great time and it does well, then there's a chance that we'll travel around South Africa with it, do a couple more shows, maybe Cape Town, Durban. But I think right now our focus is just to do these two and see how it feels and see how it goes. So if people want more, then they'll let us know.
All right. Well, so you're not closing the door to the possibility that there may be more. Of course, you'd have to make it really worth Nick's while to stay, because there's not that much vegan or vegetarian food, and he doesn't know how to handle this power electricity shit that we got. Sanele says here, I thought this is really sweet. Sanele says, I love Jesse. My favorite song is Clarity. As some of you know, I lost my dad just a couple of weeks ago. Sanele did, and whenever it got too much, my refuge was two songs, David from Fearin's You Will Leave a Mark and Jesse's Clarity. So this is how you touch people, man. This is what you guys do. You know, everybody has their personal story with each of your songs.
Yeah, thank you, man. Big love.
Mm. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, the way that music, every song reminds you of someone or of a certain time in your life. And you were saying just now, Nick, that you were hugely inspired by Jesse's dad. Did you have a connection to South Africa before that, or did you just hear about him before you two had met?
You know, the first time I had heard his music was something like 2014 or 15. And when I heard it, it felt like I had been listening to him my entire life. And later, actually, I would find out that there were a couple of songs that had been part of my childhood.
Really?
But when I heard it, I was like, wow, it sounds like Walk the Moon has been influenced by Johnny Clegg the whole time. there were a lot of similar, I don't know, like there's a big similar energy there.
Right.
And a joyousness that I really connect deeply to in his music. And, you know, it turns out also that there was a, a deep connection when Jesse and I met, and we got to know each other a little better. And I had just lost my father to Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, wow.
And when I found out about what Jesse was going through with his dad, it was, you know, it was a deep bond for us. You know, something that's, you know, this sort of terrible rite of passage that we were both experiencing. You know, through the deep pains and sorrows of life, like that's where music, the power of music really comes through, right? So
yeah, that's such an interesting reason for people to also come together, because, you know, they say all kinds of things about how you really only become a man when your dad dies, you know, and it's such a tough thing for so many people. Sanele's gone through it now. You guys have both been through it. Some of us still have that to look forward to, in inverted commas. It's not something anyone looks forward to. But it is also, you know, it is a rite of passage, as you rightly put it. And thank God you can create music. You both make such beautiful music, and I wouldn't like to categorize any of your stuff as being all happy or all sad. But when I think of both of you, the music is very live. It's very upbeat. It's very positive. It's optimistic. It's not sad stuff. So it's interesting that music, despite the things that you're going through, can sometimes tell a very powerful story by being uplifting, even if it's about subject matter that is not necessarily, you know, the yay, we're having a good time stuff.
Sure. I mean, I think both of us do impart to our upbringing, you know, what the values that our parents raised us with, and you know, lucky to have had that influence in each of our lives. You know, that those moments are not without their beauty, and not without value, you know, to really teach you something important about what is good about life, and what is you know, the reason to be here, you know, the reason to stay and experience it all.
Well, I do hope you're going to stay and experience a bit more of South Africa this time, and that you don't have to rush out straight away. And who knows, we may have a Walk the Moon concert at some point in South Africa. I mean, it's not out of the question.
I would love that. Yes.
We would all love that. Let me add everyone else's voice to that list so that you know that you've got huge support in this country. But it's just so great that you're here doing this show with Jesse. We'll all be there to watch it for the next two nights. Flax, now that you know who they are, anything you want to say?
I'm on the website, and there's limited availability, so go book.
All right, there we go. Yeah, get in there ASAP. Listen, Nick, Jesse, thank you both so much for your time this morning. I know it's a shitty thing to ask anyone to be up, but it looks like a beautiful day outside for a change. So get out there and enjoy, and get rehearsing, and we will see you on stage on Friday and Saturday night. It's only two nights at Monte Cassino's Teatro, and it's called Here and Now. 250 Rand on CompuTicket. That is a well worthwhile way to spend one of the nights this weekend. Go and do it ASAP. Nick, great to have you in South Africa. Jesse, always lovely to see you, sir. And we'll catch up with you guys. Please put the picture of your daughter back on the wall. Don't leave it on the table lying around. It looks so nice there. And then we'll see you guys at the concert.
Yeah, can't wait, man. So, awesome. We'll have a drink after the show if you guys awesome. Pull through.
Superb. Thank you both, gents. Lovely to see you both, and have an excellent
Thank
week.
You.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Cheers, man. CliffCentral.com.